actually in the area of concern, not opposition.
Sure.
My name is James Enstrom. I've been a faculty at UCLA for over 30 years. I'm a native of Los Angeles, actually born in Senator Cedillo's district. The reason I'm concerned is two areas. I believe that the board is basing a lot of its decisions regarding the dangers of air pollution on national studies, not the California-specific studies, and I believe there are enough California-specific data available that it should be used and given preference over nationwide data. In fact, I distributed, I don't know if you have the maps, the maps indicate, and this is from a major study done by the Health Effects Institute in Boston in 2000, that actually the effects of particulate, fine particulates are greater in the east than they are in California. And it's too much time to go into this in detail, but one point is that I believe there should be a fair evaluation of all the California data. I don't believe my own data has been fairly evaluated. I've been an epidemiologist at UCLA for doing this kind of health-related research for 35 years. And I think that because of the stakes involved, because of the billion dollars for the goods movement emission reduction plan, that we need to be precise in this. And the second point regards appointments to the scientific review panel on toxic air contaminants. And I believe from my discussions with President Dines of the University of California that this process is not following the health and safety code, which indicates that there's supposed to be replacement after 3 years. And some of the members on this panel have served for over 20 years. And I think that's fine. I mean, they're doing a good service, but I think they're locking out other scientists. For instance, I have a book here written by a professor at UC Irvine, Robert Phelan, who's been conducting an air pollution lab at UC Irvine for over 30 years. So scientists like him, and this is on a controversy about fine particulates. So the data is not as solid as some people would like to portray it. So my recommendation is that that if Chair Nichols would look into these two issues and evaluate my concerns, I would be favorable. And so I'd hope she would agree to do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.